to manage a cooperative, they learned about God's love in Jesus.
所以他们在这里做这个工作，不但是怎么样去处理这些的事情，并且呢，他们也学习了这个神的爱。
And Donna Maria said, this cooperative and Jesus have changed my life.
那Donna Maria她说，这个合作社呢，就改变了她的生命。
And she proudly described that her daughter had just graduated from nursing school.
那她也说她的女孩，从这个护士学校里面刚刚毕业。
Our young people that day got new eyes.
那天呢，我们的年轻人他们就看到一些新的东西了。
They learned that these people that they see on the street are real people.
他看见这些在街上的人是真正的人。People
that Jesus died for.
也是耶稣为他们死的人。People
that God wants to touch.
是神要触摸到这些的人。And
how God can use them once they stop looking and start seeing.
所以就是要使得人不单是只是这样看而已，真正的是看见这些人。Because
when Jesus looked, he saw.
因为当耶稣看的时候，他真的看见了。He
saw people who were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
他看见这些人就流离失丧，是好像一个羊没有牧人一样。He
didn't just sit there and say, "Oh, I feel so bad about what's happening."
他不只是在那边说，哎呀，这些人怎么这么可怜呢？He
looked at their situation and he saw hope.
他看见这些的情况，他知道有希望。He
saw a better future.
他看见是有前途的。He
looked at what was and saw what could be.
他看见曾经是这样的，他也看到将来应当会变成另外一种的情况。He
saw the lost found.
他看见那些失丧的被寻找。He
saw the guilty forgiven.
他看见那些有罪的罪被赦免。He
saw the hungry fed.
他看见那些饥饿的得到这个饱足。Those
who were suffering comforted.
那些受苦受难的能够得到安慰。He
saw the imprisoned set free.
他看见那些被监禁的能够得到释放自由。Jesus
preached, he taught, he healed.
耶稣他宣讲，他教导，他医治。
But he had to see first.
但是他先要看见。So
I ask you,
所以我问各位,
who are the invisible people in your life?
在你生命里面呢，那些透明的人是什么人呢？
The people you look at every day.
那些你每天都看见的人。But
do you see them?
你看见什么呢？你看见什么呢？
Are they helping you in the supermarket?
他们是否在那个超市里面帮助你的人呢？
Making your flat white? Making your flat white?
做你的那个 white white 那种咖啡，中午不知道怎么做。
Are they begging on the street near where you work?
可能他们是在做面包。
Jesus went and he saw.
他去了，他看见。
And when he saw, here's the third verb.
然后呢，我们在这里看见第三个动词。
Verse 36 continues, Jesus had compassion.
那么这里的第36节说，他就怜悯他们。When
Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them.
他看见这些人，他就怜悯他们了。Compassion.
就怜悯。What's the difference between sympathy and compassion? Oh, and more translation challenges.
那么这个同情和怜悯呢？这两个动词啊，分别在哪里呢？
Sympathy means, oh, I feel so bad.
这个同情就是说，哎呀，我觉得是很可怜呐，你。
What is happening to you makes me feel so bad.
你的遭遇使到我觉得不安。
But compassion means we have sympathy and we take action.
那么这个怜悯呢，就是除了同情之外呢，我们还有这个行动。When
we have compassion, yes, we see and we feel like we need to do something.
这个怜悯就是说我看见了，然后呢，我觉得我要
And then we do something to alleviate the suffering.
我们就做了一些事情, 使到减轻了他的痛苦。
Showing compassion means stepping out of our comfort zone.
就是怜悯的就是离开我们的这个安乐窝。
Getting up from our pew in church.
离开我们的这个教会里面的一座椅。
Going out into our neighborhood.
到我们的这个邻居。
Going out into our city.
到我们的城市。
Sometimes going to another country.
那有时候呢，神或者是叫你到别的国家去。
Where we do not speak the language.
我们的不会讲他们的言语。
We do not understand the customs.
我们也不懂得他们的风俗习惯。
And where the food is maybe not as good as our mother's cooking.
他所吃的东西呢，也不这么好吃。
Our friend Susie saw and had compassion.
我们的朋友Susie她看见她有这种的怜悯。
In Brazil, a slum area, a low-income poverty area, is called a favela.
在巴西有一个这个穷人住的这个地方。
And one day Susie looked out of her window, as she did every day, and for the first time she saw the favela near her.
那有一天这个Susie她看见那个贫穷的区。
And she had compassion.
她就有怜悯。
And she thought, what's happening to the children down there?
她说这些人的孩子怎么样呢？
In the terrible situation of drugs and violence, of crime and abuse.
这个地方就是很多的吸毒的人，很多这个暴力的事情发生。
And Susie came to Anne and me and said, "We need to do something about the children in the favela."
所以这个Susie呢就来跟我们说，她说这些贫穷人的区啊，他们的我们应当做些事情。
But Susie said, "I don't know what to do. I'm not a pastor."
Susie说她不知道做什么，她说我不是牧师啊。And
we said, "Susie, what can you do?"
那我就问Susie，我们能够做什么呢？
Susie said, "Oh, I'm a choir director. I am a musician. I'm a music teacher. I can't do anything."
那么这个Susie说，我只是指挥这个诗班的，我懂得音乐，但是别的我就不懂的了。And
we said, "Susie, what has God put in your hands?"
那么我就问他，那神呢，把什么东西放在你的手上呢？
Susie thought about it, and she said, "I'll start a children's choir there in the favela."
那么这个Susie说，哎，我想到了，我可以在这些地方呢，开始一个，创办一个这个儿童的诗班，我可以教他们音乐。And
maybe we can do a short Bible lesson.
或者我可以在那边呢教这个圣经。
And maybe we could serve some snacks because many times these children in the favela only eat one time a day.
或者是我可以预备一些的点心，因为他们呢每天呢可能只吃一餐而已。So
12 years ago, Susie founded what is called the King's Choir.
所以12年前呢，这个Susie的就开始了这个国这王帝的这个诗班。And
every year that choir does Christmas concerts.
所以每年的这个儿童诗班呢，就来演出这个圣诞的这个音乐会。And
they sing in churches, and they sing in community parks.
所以呢，他们到各处的教会和这个公园去演唱。And
now today there are children who say, "This choir saved my life."
那今天呢，有很多的儿童就说。
If not for this choir, I would be helping the drug dealers in my favela.
如果没有这个诗班呢，可能我今天呢就是这个帮助这贩毒的人的。I
would not be in school.
我也不会上学了。I
would probably be dead.
可能我已经死了。One
person looked, saw, and had compassion.
所以有一个人，他看见他有这个怜悯的心。
And it has transformed the life of children and their families in one favela, in one place in Brazil.
所以他就能够在一个地方，在巴西的一个地方，能够呢改变人的生命。
Jesus went, he saw, and he had compassion.
所以耶稣去，他看见他有这个怜悯。
And then after having compassion, he went to his disciples.
他, 有这个怜悯之后呢, 他就去到这个门徒的当中,
and in verses 37 and 38, we hear what he said.
37, 38, 我们看见他说什么呢?
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few."
意思对门徒说, 要收的庄稼多, 做工的人少。
Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
所以呢, 你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
What's the fourth verb?
所以呢, 第四个动词是什么呢?
It's actually two.
或者是两个动词。
Jesus said to his disciples to
耶稣向这个门徒说, 他们要做什么呢?
He said, pray.
祷告。
He said, pray that God would call and send harvesters because the harvest is ready.
所以要求庄稼的主打发工人去收这个庄稼。
And remember, harvesting is not done from our sofa.
那么我们要收庄稼呢, 不是在我们的沙发上做的。
Harvesting is not done from the church pew.
要做这个收庄稼呢, 不能够只是坐在教会的这个椅子上。
Harvesting happens when laborers go out into the fields.
就是要打发那个工人到这个禾场去。
The harvest begins when we ask God for direction, for more workers, and God answers that prayer.
所以先我们求神给我们这个方向, 那么神就打发我们去。
But I must caution you.
但是我要来这样的忠告。
Be very careful when you pray.
你祷告的时候呢, 你要小心。
Be very careful. If you ask God, "Oh God, please send laborers out into the field because there's so much need in the world," be careful.
如果你这样祷告的时候啊, 求主差派更多的工人到这个出去做事情, 你要小心, 你这样祷告的时候, 你要小心。
God answers that prayer.
神会来这个应允这个祷告。
But usually, what is God's answer?
那也是这个神怎么样的回答呢?
You are the answer to your prayer.
可能就是你成为这个祷告的这个答案。
You prayed for more harvesters?
你求更多的这个工人吗?
I call you.
我就叫你去了。
Go out into the harvest field.
你去到这个收庄稼的地方。
Do you remember how the Old Testament prophet Isaiah answered God when God called him?
你记得这个以赛亚, 这个神呼召他的时候, 他怎么说呢?
Isaiah heard God say, "Who will go?" Who will respond?
那以赛亚听到这个神说, 谁会为我去?
And what did Isaiah respond?
那以赛亚怎么样去回应呢?
Who will go?
谁会去?
Isaiah said, "Here am I, send me."
以赛亚就说, 我在这里, 请差遣。
But many times when we pray, "Oh God, send laborers into the field,"
所以很多时候我们祷告, 神啊, 求你派这个工人到这个禾场去。
We are tempted to answer God this way.
我们呢, 会这样的回答神。
Here am I, Lord.
我在这里。
Send my brother.
差派我的弟兄。
Here am I, Lord.
我在这里。
Send my sister.
差派我的这个姐妹。
Just let me stay in my comfortable house.
我要在我的这个安乐窝里,
doing my work.
我做我的工作,
living my life.
我自己的这样子生活,
send someone else.
差派别人去吧,
somebody should do something.
应当是有人要做这样的工作的。
But we learn in Matthew,
在马太福音里,
that when we pray for more workers,
当我们要祷告求神派更多的工人的时候,
God sends us.
神会差派我们去。
He sends each of us.
他会差派我们每一个人去。
Because if you keep reading into chapter 10 of Matthew,
如果呢, 继续来看这个马太福音第十章的话,
what do you see in verse 1?
你在这个第一节里面看见什么呢?
that Jesus called his disciples together.
耶稣召聚了这个门徒。
He called his disciples, and he gave them authority and power.
他就给他们权柄。
And then in verse 5 of chapter 10, what happened?
那么这个第五节，第十章第五节。
Jesus sent the disciples.
耶稣差这十二人去。
Jesus sent the people who were praying.
所以耶稣呢，是差派那些祷告的人。
Not specially trained pastors.
不一定是受了这个特别训练的牧师。
Not specially trained missionaries.
不是特别受了特别训练的宣教士。
Normal people like you and me.
就是好像你和我这些平常的人。
Fishermen, tax collectors, workers.
就是那些捕鱼的，那些收税的，那些这个做生意的。
God is calling you and me.
所以神呼召你和我。
To be the people that expands God's kingdom.
就是使到这个天国能够呢继续扩展。
Through our own acts of mercy and love and justice and caring.
是借着我们的怜悯的心，我们的公正公义的心。
Jesus wants to use you and me.
耶稣要用你和我。
And Priscilla and Susie.
和 Priscilla 和 Susie.
To bring other people to know this Jesus that we say we follow.
使到人认识这个耶稣是我们所跟从的。
So that they also can experience the love that transformed your life and my life.
以致他们的生命能够得到改变。
But do you remember what Susie asked Anne and me when she looked and saw?
Susie 她的看见的时候呢，她怎么的跟我说呢？
Susie said, what can I do?
她说我能够做什么呢？
But maybe that's the wrong question.
可能这个问题呢问错了。
Maybe the question is, what can God do?
应当是问神能够做什么呢？
What can God do through you?
那神能够借助你做什么呢？
Because God has given you special gifts and abilities, training, life experiences, a special family, a special personality.
因为神给了你一些特别的训练，你的家庭，你的特别的经验。
God has given you and me the power to minister to people that only you and I can do.
那神呢给你一些的权柄呢，就是能够来帮助那些只有你和我能够做到的。
He has given us his Holy Spirit.
他给我们的这个圣灵。
So that we can talk right and walk right and live right.
我们能够讲的话，我们所行的都是正确的。
Power to testify through what we do.
能够借助这个能力呢，
and through what
讲出
we say.
我们所生活的。
So as we finish today, I want you to reflect on this.
所以我们结束之前呢，我希望你们去思考一下。
What gifts and talents has God given you?
那神给了你什么的这个恩赐呢？
How does God want to use them?
神要怎么样的使用这些恩赐呢？
And when you pray, pray these things.
当你祷告的时候，你这样说。
That God would help you to go. Pray that God would help you to go where God wants you to go.
就是你祷告，就是祷告神，你愿意去神差你去的地方。
To see like Jesus saw.
你能够看见耶稣所看见的。
To have compassion like Jesus had compassion.
好像耶稣这样的怜悯的心去怜悯人。
To pray for workers in the harvest.
为了这个工人来祷告。
And then pray that God would send you.
那么祷告神来差遣你。
Wherever you go, however you are.
那你到什么地方，你是怎么样的人？
Because God is calling you and me to move from indifference to making a difference.
就是求神帮助你，一个漠不关心的人成为一个关心的人。
To move from our seats to the streets.
使我们呢从我们的座位搬到这个街上去，就是有行为。
And from our Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
就是我们就要离开这个耶路撒冷，要到这犹大，然后到这个撒玛利亚，到这个世界的地界。
And if you feel God, if you hear God calling you today,
如果你听到今天看听到神的声音
then I hope you will talk to Pastor Chen.
那你应该跟我说
and the leaders of this church.
或者教会的这个领导
and they will pray with you.
他们会跟你一起祷告
because this is a church growing in grace and growing in ministry.
所以呢，就是我们这个教会呢，要在这个这灵命上和事务上要增长。
And Ann and I are actually neighbors. We live here in Newtown.
那么这个牧师和他的是住在这个纽西兰的。
And if you would like to talk to us, we would love to speak with you as well.
如果你要跟他说分享的话，他也很愿意跟你们分享。
May God bless you.
让求神来赐福我们。
And this church.
赐福给我们这个教会。
To be like Jesus.
要好像基督。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.